Recorded Books presents The Last One by Rachel Housel Hall. Narrated by Tamika Caton Donegal. Part 1. When a Stranger Comes to Town. In a land where stars make pearls, a heroine awakens, her soul unfurls. Through realms unknown, her path lies bare, a future that she cannot share. Hear the echoes in the breeze, and hear the break of bending trees. Enchanted woods and deserts grand, in this land she makes her stand. Beneath the copse of leafy trees, she fought with nerve, fell to her knees. A warrior with a heart of gold, with fierce ambition and ire bold. Hear the echoes in the breeze. She is the one who will not please. Tempestuous seas and mountains vast. In this land, she stands last. In the maze of shadows dark, her mind reflects her memory's spark. The gods, they sing in realms above. Her mother's journey, proof of love. Through shifting sands and mountains high, she pushed the wind and touched the sky. A wanderer true and heart so free, where dreams and truth sought to agree. Hear the echoes in the breeze. She is the one who will not please. Endless meadows and steep plateaus. In this land, she conquers foes. As day star sets in foreign sky, a requiem and a lullaby, the quilt shrinks to a cosmic strand, her legend hailed in this strange land. An Elegy by Verrill Bernell the Sapient. 1. I open my eyes and choose violence. Because I'm on my back and a woman is on top of me. Her pale hand is wrapped around my neck. She smells sickly sweet. She smells strange, and she smells foul. The whites of her large blue eyes are yellow as straw. With that smooth skin, she looks 19 or 20 years old. Is she a thief? Is she a murderer? Either way, she needs to get off me. So I slap at her ear with one hand and grab her fingers with the other. Oh! Her eyes widen, and she successfully dodges my swipe. She tries to reel away, but falls back over me instead. She gasps, and her rancid breath hits my nose. I gag. Ugh! Then squeeze her hand. She doesn't wince even as I crack a bone in her smallest finger. No, she uses her free hand to dip near my neck. Ha! She says with a grin. Still got it. I want to ask, you still got what? But my tongue droops in my mouth like a dying lily. I can't push out one word, and definitely not four. The thief holds up a thick gold chain that sparkles in the light. A gold moth with ruby-encrusted wings dangles from that chain. The stone on the moth's thorax is the size of a robin's egg, and as dark as the darkest night. The pendant's clasp is as broken as I am, and my chest feels cold without that jeweled moth, oddly empty, like she's taken more than an amulet from me. The thief yanks out of my hold, and this time successfully scoots away. She tries to chuckle, but tears shine in her eyes as she winces and flexes her injured hand. You didn't have to break every bone. One would have been plenty. I open my mouth to respond. I know you're not talking to me like that, but the back of my head throbs, and my tongue is still stuck. But I'll take this necklace as an apology, the bandit says, scrambling to her feet. Thanks. She winces again as she tries to flex her tender hand, then swings a knapsack onto her shoulder and winks at me. Tuh! And just like that, she's gone. A flash through the grove of trees. Did she just... Yeah, she did. And...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?